The months-long fight over foreign aid ended with passage last night. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
After more than 6 months of hard work, many twists and turns in the road, America sends a message to the entire world. We will not turn our back on you.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, after the Senate voted overwhelmingly last night to pass the $95 billion foreign aid package, the measure already passed in the House will send much-needed aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Hardline Republicans are upset that the package ignores the problems at the border. GOP Congressman Jeff Van Drew tells Fox News,
"We're spending more money, and we're still not controlling our own border and letting people in, some of whom are dangerous and would do harm to the United States of America. We don't take care of our own people and our own nation."
Others that won't be happy with the bill, anti-Israel protesters who've been demonstrating on college campuses across the country. A group at Columbia University this morning said they agreed to dismantle much of the tent city, but only after the protesters claimed the university threatened to send in the NYPD and National Guard. Meantime, the war in Gaza goes on, and Israel is facing more attacks from its northern border.
The Iran-backed Hezbollah group says it's launched its deepest attack into Israel since the war in Gaza began last October. It's based in Lebanon to Israel's north. Hezbollah drones targeted a military base in the city of Acre, around 12 miles from the border. Lebanon's official news agency later reporting an Israeli missile strike on a southern residential area with two people dead. The two sides have exchanged fire on a regular basis of late, but have refrained from pushing the conflict into all-out war. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Dow futures up 28 points at this hour. The Dow rose 264 yesterday as the rally continued this week. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Former President Trump's hush money trial won't be in session today in New York City. Fox's Nate Foy tells us about yesterday's main testimony.
Former American media CEO and President David Pecker testified about his efforts, along with former President Trump's old lawyer, Michael Cohen, to suppress damaging stories about Trump leading up to the 2016 presidential election.
Federal health officials are warning about counterfeit Botox injections.
At least 22 people have been sickened by faux Botox injections in 11 states. About half had to be hospitalized. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The agency issued an alert Tuesday. Six of those sickened were treated for botulism. Symptoms include blurred vision, drooping eyelids, slurred speech, and difficulty breathing. Botox is often used for cosmetic reasons, but health officials are warning people should only get the injections from licensed professionals. Tom Graham, Fox News.
From the world of entertainment, Celine Dion is talking about her hopes for the future.
Courage, don't you dare fail me.
Superstar Celine Dion is opening up about her life with stiff person syndrome. In a new interview with Vogue France, the Canadian singer discussed the neurological disorder, which causes progressive muscular stiffness. The singer stopped her tour in 2022 after being diagnosed with SPS and stayed largely out of the spotlight, though she made a surprise appearance at the Grammys in February. Dion told Vogue, "I hope that we'll find a miracle, a way to cure it with scientific research. But for now, I have to learn to live with it." Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Japan's first moon lander survives a third freezing night on the moon. Japan's space agency says it received an image from the device last night, 3 months after it landed there. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.